one particular incident I remember was I was with my team, which were two other military police officers, and there were two fuel tankers, and they had got into an accident, and they were off the side of the road, and they were both full of diesel fuel, and there were Iraqis from the local village, hundreds of Iraqis on the perimeter waiting to get the fuel from these vehicles. So we were there doing crowd control, keeping people back from these fuel tankers. Escalations were the tension was really rising because we were all feeling very nervous because we were so outnumbered, and people kept trying to come forward. And then the other team, their gunner was firing pretty frequently and pretty indiscriminately with the beanbag shots with the shotgun into the crowd, which it sprays out all these little shot pellets, and also firing concussion grenades into the crowd to cause the people to disperse. And, you know, they're Iraqis of all ages. I mean, they're all men, and but there are boys there too, and old men. And so we were, and you know, those were our orders. We have to keep these people back. And then after a few hours of that, we were told, okay, no one's going to come and get them, so destroy the vehicles, which basically, and this happened on more than one occasion, but this specific instance was light the fuel in the tankers on fire so that enough of it burns, so that it just burns away and so the Iraqis can't use it. Fire grenades into the engine blocks of the vehicles to destroy them, to make them unable to be driven anymore. And so here we were burning fuel in front of Iraqi civilians who had to wait for lines miles long just to get a little bit of fuel for their stove or for their vehicles. And it really brought home on that instance and other instances to me the complete irony and absurdity of our presence in Iraq, and how, you know, I was getting letters from people saying, you know, we're so proud of you, thank you for what you're doing over there. And then at the same time, I'm looking at people in, you know, at these Iraqi people who I can't even look in the eye because I feel so absurd and so ashamed that we're in their country risking our lives, putting their lives at jeopardy to basically guarantee a profit for Kellogg, Brown, and Root. On another instance, we had a flatbed truck that had been carrying a brand new ambulance to a military base that had tipped over, and the ambulance had fallen on its side. And we tried for hours to try to recover the ambulance because it, other than it had fallen off the truck, it didn't seem to be that damaged. It was a brand new ambulance, and after hours, they just would not come and get it, and then we were given the order to destroy it and to burn the engine block again. And there were so many Iraqis, all the sheikhs and the local leaders from all the villages, because they were interested in, you know, if you can't recover it, we'll find a way to get that out. Because, you know, in Iraq and the area that we were, they didn't have ambulances. If someone got in a traffic accident or got hurt, the person driving by and would pick them up and put them in their car and take them to a doctor. And so we had to burn an ambulance in front of all these Iraqi people who don't even, you know, have a way to get to the hospital or have, you know, doctors to treat them when they get there. Another instance was when we had a trailer truck that had some produce in the back of it, and we were waiting and waiting and finally said, okay, just abandon it and burn it. And, you know, I remember asking my platoon leader, you know, I said, well, sir, can we let the people come get the food off of it first? And he was like, well, no, Sergeant Doherty, you know, it's just going to cause too much of a hassle, because then they're all going to have to come here. They'll probably start getting in the road. We're going to have to control them when they're here and then try to get them all back. So it's just not worth it. And, you know, in a way, I mean, he was right. It wouldn't have been worth it for us because it would have caused a lot more work, a lot more danger, because we've been a lot closer to the people. And so in the end, we just ended up burning the produce in front of all of these Iraqis. And at this time, I was acting as the gunner. So I was in the gun turret with the SAW machine gun, pointing it at the people over by the dirt berm at the Iraqis to keep them back so that we could burn food in front of them. And, you know, that doesn't make you, when you're in the military, you want to feel proud and you want to feel good about what you're doing. And that didn't make me feel good. That made me feel really ashamed and really confused as to what we were even doing there.